Blog Talk Radio.
Most addictions begin early in life. In fact, 95% of people who are addicted to substances actually started using before they were 20 years old. The truth is, your brain is different when you're younger than when you're an adult. A part of the adult brain, called the frontal lobe, considers the risks and benefits before doing something. It helps hit the brakes when what you're considering is potentially dangerous. Because this frontal lobe isn't fully formed until adulthood, teens' reasoning abilities aren't as strong. As a result, teens are more vulnerable to addiction than adults. The teen years are a time for discovering identity. Teens may be attracted to addictive substances and behaviors because of peer pressure, rebellion, emotional or physical pain. This pattern of dependency and addiction can follow them into adulthood. However, there are some physical and emotional warning signs of adolescent addiction that you can watch out for. For example, acting uncharacteristically isolated, withdrawn, angry or depressed, demanding more privacy, locking doors, avoiding eye contact, sneaking around, having bloodshot eyes and often using eye drops to clear their eyes, skipping class, failing grades, getting into trouble at school, missing money, valuables, or prescriptions, dropping one group of friends for another, being secretive about new friends. If you notice these signs, there are a few things that adult family members can do to help. Try to have positive interactions on a daily basis to really bond. These don't need to be big formal talks, but just small conversations. Ask open-ended questions, talk about your day, and really listen to each other. Also, set clear rules and expectations about what is appropriate both in and outside of the home. Teens subconsciously want rules to be clear, consistent, and enforced. These things can help prevent addiction from happening in the first place. If necessary, there is a lot of help and hope on the road to recovery. If you or someone you love has a problem, get help. Want to learn more about addiction? Find help at addictionrecovery.lds.org.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight, we are talking about the teens and these drug issues. But first, Ayanna.
Yes, ma'am.
First, let me start by saying this. Happy birthday to me.
You know what? It's not even your birthday. It's just the month of your birthday. Like, real.
It's the month. It's the month of my birthday. And I'm going to tell you why I celebrate. You listening?
Yes.
This month marks another year milestone for me. And I say that because every year, throughout the year, I have so many of my friends, people that I grew up with, people that I just know in passing that are my age that are no longer here. So if I can make it to the beginning of my month of the year, I mean, when I was born, I'm celebrating. Some people don't understand that. I got a lot to be happy for.
That's not the topic of the show. It's not about it being your birthday month, though. Like, you done got all
I know. Time. I just wanted to put that out there because I wanted to say happy birthday to me. I could have closed last week with the, I know next week is going to be my birthday month. However, last week we took a hiatus. I hope people still tuned in because we ran the teen pregnancy show back, but I hope people still tuned in to listen. I have to check to see. We went on, doesn't mean the show continued. I just wanted to start that off. Talk about these crazy teenagers. What's wrong with them?
Well, I think we really can't blame them. Although the little
who we blaming?
We girl, you know me. I blame everything on social media. I ain't even gonna lie. But no,
you gonna blame the teens using drugs on social media?
No, but I will blame it on a lot of the music and how it is. Drug use today, and I'll start off with marijuana and alcohol and Molly and all of that stuff. Like, it's made to be like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember
when well,
they say, roll back,
because you threw marijuana with the mollies and everything else. Regular marijuana is grass.
It's
herbs. You know what I'm saying? But because they sprinkle all this extra pixie dust, marijuana turns into something else.
I agree with that. So I'm not saying all of marijuana. You're right. But what I'm saying is, to the segment that you played up front, me and you being adults and in our right state of mind probably can handle it better than maybe a 16-year-old or
absolutely.
A 15-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So in that sense, when you are listening to a song and it's making it cool to smoke weed and do Molly and this and that, and you have no recourse at home in not doing it, it's like, yeah, why not? Like, for real.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm over it. I'm over all this music. I think, okay, so I don't want to blame just one thing, but I do think music.
Then you
have
the social media
aspects.
And the music in two different aspects because, yeah.
The social media, okay, let's talk about the social media piece. You have all these goofy challenges that kids is doing.
True. Because we're going to talk about
right,
a few of those goofy challenges tonight.
But see, what that is teenagers, one of the reasons and one of the things that I read when I was doing the research on why they use drugs is to fit in. So when you do a hashtag Tide challenge or hashtag whatever challenge,
girl,
you're trying to
the
fit
pod
in.
Challenge.
So if you're right, the pod challenge. So if you are that type of person to fit in, try to fit in from that perspective, why wouldn't you be, quote-unquote, as your mama would say, a follower and get down with everything everybody's doing because you want to fit in? You see what I'm saying? Like, for real. Ridiculous. But I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with these teenagers.
They're losing their mind. I just don't understand that. I mean, they have teenagers that are getting younger kids, elementary school kids, high.
Mm-hmm.
These are the babies that are supposed to be looking up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be able to mentor the younger. The middle school and the high school should be mentoring those coming up under them, right? Yeah, no,
oh, yeah,
it's not working.
Ain't nobody doing that. So you talking about mentoring? No, that ain't Next, that I don't think that's.
I mean,
anything,
you would think, but they are. They're getting these kids high.
Yeah. Well, okay. So what I was reading online is a lot of the kids start out with, you know, cigarettes and alcohol, right? And then it progresses there.
And that's
marijuana.
The most disgusting. I mean, oh my God.
Cigarettes, I mean,
yeah,
I mean, people still using those, so as disgusting as we think it is, people still using them, so yeah, but so they go from there and they go to marijuana. Molly, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I was trying to understand exactly what Molly is, but what I got was basically it's a montage of stuff. Like,
yeah, it's like a drug cocktail.
Yeah. Like,
it's like a drug cocktail.
Yeah. They say it's commonly known as ecstasy, which is, to your point, a drug cocktail. It has all types of stuff in it. And then it's like the stuff that I watched a video one time of somebody who. The caption read they were on Molly. He was standing in front of the Target store. Well, you know, the door is like electronically open. And he pretty much just stripped down butt naked right there.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was like, but I mean, he didn't know what he was doing. He was obviously on something. Like,
and you know what? They had go ahead.
I was going to say, but we really need to figure out is, how do these kids use these drugs and their parents not notice?
Not know. How can you not know? It's easy. Well, I tell you, it's easy. Now let me roll that back. It's easy to not know, especially if you are a parent that is working all day, half the night. When you get home, your kids are sleeping. You not knowing that they're sleeping because they done smoked 5 joints or decided to take the Tide Pod challenge and sniff Tide up their nose, or decided to take those little gummy bears that somebody at school gave them that taste so good, but it's laced with cocaine and everything else. Like, you don't know that unless you communicate with your kids. Yeah. And that's where some parents, I'll say not all, but that's where some parents go wrong, the lack of communication between a mother and a daughter, a mother and her son, a father and a daughter, a father and her son, his son. There's no communication. There's no, come on, y'all, let's sit down, let's talk about our day. There's not, you know, that being able to look at your kid's face when you come home, right when they come home from school, and tell if something has happened, because everybody's just so busy.
Right.
Everybody's just so busy.
That was one in abused prescription medications. So all of the drugs that they're using are not corner broke. Some of these kids are using prescription meds that you got at home, some Oxycontin or something like that, that they sniffing up their nose from an injury from way back in there. Like, it's not always, you know, the typical dangerous drugs that you think. It's some stuff that you have around the house. Remember the sipping glue and
the glue.
Like,
it's common.
Like,
it's common cold medicine that they're mixing together. Who thinks of the first
to be like, man, sniff this glue. I'm telling you, it's gonna be bomb. Like, what? How could you convince somebody of that? I don't.
Why?
There's some cold medicines they want to sell over the counter, or they won't sell to you at a certain age.
That Sudafed, they stopped because kids were getting a hold to the Sudafed and losing their mind. But we have to start making that time.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know if my nephew is listening or my niece and nephew is listening or whatever, but I tell them all the time, and I'm honest with them. Look, you want to smoke weed at a certain age, I mean, get your life together first. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. I don't think weed is a dangerous drug per se, but when you want to smoke weed in high school, it's like, okay, what type of job do you think you're going to get?
Right.
You know, to a certain point in your life, I'm not going to put nobody on blast, but I know where I work. There is so many weed smokers in there, it's ridiculous. But they at work. So who can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have careers.
Right.
They have jobs. They don't
They're maintaining.
Work
They're functional.
Right.
Maintaining. weed smokers.
Like, they may be recreational on the weekend or something like that, which is fine. But my thing is that they have a job, they have a career. They're not worried about failing no drug tests. And that's what I be trying. I'm like, what is you doing that for? You're not even in college. What are you going to do with yourself? And you get to college, now you this weed head that can't get the class. You know what I'm saying? And at what point are you going to take it to the next level, because you ain't doing nothing with your life? But that's the thing I try to press them and let them know. It's not that I have a problem with you using it, yes, but I have a problem with you using it because you're not at an established point in your life to where you can make a decision, like the clip read. You not making rational decisions at a certain age. You just not. So, I don't know. I was going to reach these kids, though, because they out here bad. Some of them out here bad.
A lot of them are out here bad. Somebody sent me a clip on Facebook Messenger the other day where some teens were standing outside of the variety store. One of them was slumped over. He was doing like a frontal. I don't even know what kind of, you know, like if you were doing a back bend, but doing it front where your hands is hanging down, touching your toes. And the other one was just leaned against, like they were that high that they were just existing. Like if somebody had came and bumped them upside the head with something, there would be nothing that they could do. because they were just that high.
Man, it's like the whole fitting in, right? Or like, let's just say what we were talking about with the parents, and they got to pay attention. There was a list, and y'all know how I love to go to Google and get my list. So the common signs of your teen's drug abuse: bad grades, right? That could be a
right,
sign, but then again, it, you know, everybody
it,
in the but if they had good grades and now they bad, that's the reason you should pay attention to your child.
Exactly.
That's
the first reason.
Yes. Bloodshot eyes was another one. Then they say here, laughing for no reason. I'm sorry. I just found that funny because I can't imagine y'all sitting, you know, in the house and then out of nowhere, your child just sitting there
just busts out laughing.
You're like,
I can.
Right.
Everything's
like,
funny.
Because at this point, it's like everybody knows what certain drugs do you. So I would think, like, I'm like, you over there high? What, you know what I'm saying?
Everything is funny.
Another one is a loss of interest in activities. If your child was once in a band and they like, no, I don't want to do that no more, you need to find out what is it? Something happened, you know what I'm saying? They just don't want to do nothing else no more. Now, this one is interesting. Poor hygiene. Exactly. Like, you just going to be in here not showering and I'm not going to say nothing? I don't understand.
He's just walking around with the cotton mouth, can't talk, can't. Okay, go ahead.
Diminished personal appearance. So you then went from I'm going to be fly to T-shirt and baggy jeans and dirty sneakers, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that being a sign.
Avoiding eye contact. I don't know. This one here is another obvious one. Frequent hunger or munchies. They eat you out of house and home, and you don't know why. The smell of smoke on their breath of clothes is something. I mean, to me, all of these is not a sign of necessarily drug abuse. These are signs that if these things are happening with your child as a parent, you should be paying attention to.
It's a sign that something is going on.
Yes.
It may not be something drug use, but it's definitely something going on. And drug use is usually at the top. Like, it's in the top five. If your kid is doing all this stuff,
right,
and they done totally changed, something is going on.
Different person. Missing curfew. It's like
staying out.
Yeah.
Being
like,
real
fine. Model A band member, athlete, you know what I'm saying, AB student, always in the house on time, and now I can't get you up, you sluggish. It's like that's common pay attention signs to anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what makes it so strange. Like, I never was a, so I'm going to ask you, as a teen, were you a drug user and abuser?
No, I can't tell you this, though. I did try as a teen to smoke a cigarette. Thought I was going to die. You hear me? To me, that was a drug. I wasn't into drugs because I was already a little, you know, on the wild, crazy side, not promiscuous, but fighting and all this. So I'm thinking if I tried a drug at a young age, I'm going to end up in prison for the rest of my life. I'm just going to flip out and do something real bad to somebody. But back then, to me, a cigarette was a drug. So, no, but I can tell you what. Let me tell you, and I'm sure my mother is listening, and she may not remember this, but as a teen, I think I was probably 13 years old, it was a few of us from the neighborhood. We caught ourselves going to make some weed. Don't ask me. No, I need you to can.
Wait,
I need you to can real quick so you can. Yeah, I need you to can just this one time. So we caught ourselves gonna make this weed, right? We sent somebody down to the store. The store down the street called Tony's. We sent somebody down there to buy some tops. I don't even know if they still sell tops, because back in the day they sold tops. It was some white rolling papers and a little yellow thing. We pulled. And if people, if y'all listening to this, if y'all see me in the streets, don't bring this up. But I have to tell this story because Ayana asked, so I'm going to tell it. So we pulled grass, because that's what they called it back then. They called it grass. So we thought it was grass. Right. So we pulled grass out of the backyard and put it in one of those a pie pan. And I don't know whose beer was at my house. I want to say it was my Uncle Charles's beer. He done popped open and just put the remaining in there. But we poured a little beer on top of the grass. Put that in the oven on 350. Rolled it up in those tops after about baking it for about 20 minutes. Girl, I had a whole factory going on in the kitchen. And if there are any of my friends from Gladstone listening in, I'm telling on us, because this is a us situation here. So we rolled it up, and then in our garage, we had a part where you could go sit up at the top of the garage. Like, there was never a car parked in the garage. I don't even think we had a thing where you could lift the garage up, but it was the garage. Didn't have a door on there, and it was
hilarious.
A little space like a treehouse at the top. We went up there. We sat down. We let our legs dangle. And we smoked our grass. So if that counts, then yes. I don't know if I got high.
I don't know if that counted or not, because that is the funniest thing I think I have heard you say on here, is that you
ever
have literally, like, I'm a smoking grass.
I made my own.
Let's go get some
grass. Smoking grass.
Like,
yes. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
If it wasn't, we thought it was.
I think y'all came out better just drinking the beer. I could be wrong.
Just drinking the beer. But I know we sat up there and we laughed and we talked about how we were the weed man.
No. Because once you cook the beer, you cook the alcohol out of it. So y'all just really was smoking grass. For real.
Yeah.
We
was.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
I won't bring it back up, but that's funny as hell.
No, I'm just saying, I think that counts.
But okay.
I think that counts.
We'll count it. Okay. But think about it. You didn't have social media back then, so you and your friends got together, and that's what y'all decided to do. Now, you got these fools today doing this pod challenge, taking the whole Tide, and for those that don't know, it's the little Tide pod that you wash your clothes with. These fools are putting it in their mouth
and getting high off of it. And I can,
yes. Like,
I'm trying to figure out what goes on in a kid's mind when they are busting open this Tide pod, sniffing it, doing whatever,
and then their goal is to not to swallow it or something. It's just the dumbest shit. Sorry, I couldn't come up with a better word, but it's the internet.
I just don't understand
it. But it goes with what we were saying, is the reason that teens do these things is to fit in. They want to be part of the clique. You know what I'm saying? Peer
That's
pressure.
Nothing to fit in. That's like almost death.
Yeah,
I would want nothing that takes the stains and germs out of my clothes to be consumed inside of my body. How high do you want to be, kid? How high? What is going on in your life that you want to be that high that you have to? No, I'm saying that you have to eat Tide.
Right.
If they just sit back, and I know common sense is not always common, but if you just sit back and think about some of the dumb ish that people challenge you to do,
remember
what
the,
is the point in that? I'm not even understanding the point. That
remember
that aerosol, girl.
And then at one point they said kids was getting high off of gasoline, like the gasoline that you put in your car. Like for your engine to run, these things get high off that. Like,
yeah.
throw the whole brain away. Like, what is you doing? Like, I can't. I don't know. I didn't feel peer pressure like that growing up. Like, maybe I was.
I didn't either.
Know it. I don't know. I never felt like I had to do something to fit in. I was just me. Like, yeah, I didn't want to. And I won't even say that I knew people that was doing, yeah, they probably, I know a couple people that's probably doing some weed or something in school, but I never was in a situation where I felt like everybody's smoking it, so I got to smoke it. They like, smoke it, okay.
Right, come on, give it, I'm here. No, I used to be like, y'all can pass that right on past me. Now, I had a lot of friends that got high, but back then, it was just weed. Like, we didn't have pills and all this other stuff. It was everybody was smoking weed. And if I was in a crowd that was smoking weed, they already knew off top, she ain't smoking it, so don't even give it to her. So I got bypassed. It wasn't no peer pressure. It wasn't no put it up to my nose and things are going, you know, if I smell it, I'm going to want some. It wasn't none of that. It was, if you want some, here it is. And if you don't, we're going to move around.
Well,
these kids nowadays, what?
I didn't want to go home smelling like that stuff. I didn't want to go home smelling like nothing. Like, I couldn't imagine walking in my mom's house smelling like weed. And my mom was like, what? Is that you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't imagine doing that. Like, now, if you go to your room and you close your door, remember you ain't had
that. I'm coming in. I'm opening it up. I come. Let me have it. Let me see what's going on. Why you got this door closed? I'm nosy.
Right.
Hell, I'm still trying to look in phones and stuff. I'm nosy.
Yeah, but the peer pressure is funny. My sister, she's a middle school teacher, and she watched this movie called 13, and she's had me watch it, and she loved it. And it's about this little white girl that when she turns 13, how she tries to do certain things to fit in. So she changes the way she dresses. She changes the way she acts. And now she's hanging out with a completely different crowd. And one of the things they get into is that they're doing drugs. And it's just like, as you watch this movie, you can see the progression of her behavior. And it's her mother is seeing it, but she's not doing anything with it, which is funny because one of the stats that I read, and I'm trying to pull it up, it says 1 in 3 parents believe there is little they can do to prevent teen drug use. Like,
hold that thought right there. Little that they can do. Well, you know what? Because it's so hard to get help, they're probably, you know, okay, go ahead.
Well,
with
we
the
got
next
a number
thought.
For these people to call. We got a number for them to call today. But I think that, in honestly, let's just be real. In today's world, I do think that there are certain things back against you as a parent because you have all of these laws that, you know, you're trying to parent your
right.
child, you're not supposed to parent your child. So I think in that case, I can understand the stat of 1 in 3. But that's why I feel like you get them before they get to this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to let you get 13, 14, and then try to start disciplining you. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point,
right, true.
And now the laws and the rules are stacked against me in trying to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? So I think when you pay attention when they're younger, you have less of a struggle when they're teens. Not saying you're not struggling. I don't want nobody to be calling me and talking, so she don't know what she's talking about. She ain't got no kids. No. I'm saying I can see you having fewer issues because you built up that communication between you
right.
and the child, and they know that they can come to you, and that
and they can come to you about true.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You have to build that up. Don't wait until they're 13 or 14 and be like, well, tell me what's going on. You should have been asking them what's going on with
or trying to pretend
all
like
along.
Right, trying to pretend like it's not an issue.
Yes, it's whew, man, I don't. And then that, because their behavior, I think a child can be defiant at 13, but when they was doing
a child
it at
can
3
be
and
defiant
4, thought it was cute.
Yeah.
At any age. But see, when they was doing it at 2 and 3 and 4, it was cute. Like, oh, it's so cute. He talked back. It's so cute.
Nah, it ain't nothing cute about that. Nothing at all. Nowhere near it. I'm gonna back slap you. No, that's not cute.
And stuff that you think is cute when they little is the stuff that's gonna drive you to drink when they older.
Right, yeah, gonna have you doing drugs.
Right, that's just crazy. But you know, it's 8:30. We gotta pay some bills.
Oh, look, time just sliding clean on past. All right. Let's pay some bills.
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera and monitoring system that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
All right, Ayana.
Yes,
kids and drugs. Okay, so let me ask you, since you asked me, have you, as a teen, did you indulge in drug usage?
Nah, man, I was a lame. I mean, I'm just going to be real with it. I was a lame. I guess so. According to today, they saw today's statistics, I was a lame. I didn't. Again, like I say, my fear was coming home smelling like it. So it was never something that I did that I was going to do in high school to come home smelling like. I wasn't even never really around nobody that was like getting high. Or maybe I was just naive and didn't know that's what they was doing upstairs while I was downstairs. Like maybe I just didn't know. I really think I was just lame and I didn't know because. So no, the answer to that is no. I did not indulge. I'm just a square, man. I don't even have no story. Like, oh, we was, you know, we rolled up the grass out the backyard. Like, no.
Yeah, I rolled that grass up. It was a few of us. We rolled that little grass right on up for that beer on there. Put it in the oven for a little bit. You couldn't tell us that we wasn't getting high. We was all goofy as it. I don't know what anyway. So
right, so y'all sitting over there laughing,
right?
Thinking y'all all high, but y'all
that we high, but we really wasn't high.
No, y'all
probably laughing at the fact that we did some old dumb stuff just now, and we looking at each other like nobody. So nobody gonna stop us from this foolishness. So nobody is going to stop us from doing this ignorant stuff. Well, like I said, everybody back then when I was growing up, the only drug that I could think of that anybody was doing was weed. Like the older people were into the crack and the heroin and all that, but teenagers, they just wanted to smoke a joint.
But nowadays, that crystal meth, crystal meth, heroin, crack, like, and now they take the weed, they lace it with crack. I done heard they dip it in embalming fluid. Like, you take
all kind of stuff.
Like, man, I'm going to be honest. I tell a grown person this today. If you didn't roll it, don't you smoke it because you don't know what's in it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't. They have so many, they're putting so much stuff, sprinkling so much stuff on this marijuana. And these other drugs, and they're in these labs, and you got the uncredentialed clinicians, and what are you calling people that make drugs? Girl, why are you in your kitchen? Them melted or took some ibuprofen and something else, and so all your mama's drugs in the kitchen, in the bathroom, put them in a thing, crushed them all up together, and then came up with a whole new drug, and now you sniffing that up your nose. Like, who wants to be that damn high? What is it that's going on in your life that has you to the point where you want to take 10 different potent drugs, crush them up, mix them together and sniff that up your nose. Like you trying to die. Make it easier. Just, what are you doing?
Like, jump already. Yeah, just jump already.
Like we,
I mean, we
have to figure out something, and I say that, and I preach that we have to figure out a way to save our kids. Because if you haven't noticed, like, just look at your surroundings or whatever, it's so many kids that are dying and catching cancer. Things weren't like this way back then. These kids, I have some friends whose kids are in their early 20s and they have cancer or they have passed away from cancer and they do drugs heavily and nobody is looking at the contributing factor. These drugs are not right. If you want,
that's
like,
crazy.
It's crazy, but just think about it.
We have focused on this team situation for a while, right?
You're right. Tonight's gonna be our last night about this team. We might bring it back sometime in the summer, but we have to move on. We're gonna get back to our women topics. But
I think the real issue in everything that we've talked about is communication between the parent and the child, right?
Exactly.
So how do we get parents, and I do understand that in the world we live in today, both parents are generally working or there's one parent in the home, and then it's like you've been at work all day long. You don't want to come home and deal with none of this, but you have to take that time.
You have to make time. Even if it's a day or 2 days, you have to make that time. And I can say I have four and a plus one. And I work a lot. And I can say that, you know, that communication kind of, you know, was broken. My oldest still lives in Indianapolis, and Monday through Friday, every day, I can probably count on one hand in the last 11 years how many times that I have not talked to this boy on the phone Monday through Friday since I've been here. Like, we recap all the time. And he's in Indianapolis, but I can say that I'm guilty of not having that same communication with the kids that I have here. So what I start when we started this and started talking about we were going to do the teen series next, and I think we started talking about it in November. And the things that I was doing my research on, I was like, you know what, I have to make time to start communicating with my kids here a lot more, even the grown ones. So I make it a point to call or talk to them every day. When I wake up, I go in my nephew's room, I go in my son's room, and I tell them good morning, I'm getting ready to go to work. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all this afternoon. I love y'all. Like, because once I started talking and doing my research on this, I figured, you know, I haven't been communicating with my own kids like I should be. Just to put my finger on some issues that, you know, just let them know, hey, I'm watching you. I'm here. Come talk to me if you need to. Let's talk. And even the other day, like for about 3 hours, we sat in my room. I helped my 17-year-old with his homework. My nephew sat in here. We sat in here all together. And I can remember when I lived in Indianapolis and my kids were much smaller, we used to shut down everything when I got off work. Every day we shut down. Everybody had their own book.
Okay.
We would lay across my bed and everybody read. Everybody read a book for an hour.
I would challenge, this is something that I would challenge parents and teenagers to do, is an hour of no cell phone.
And no internet.
Right. Same premise. And sitting down an hour in the house and y'all just talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your phone down, put their phone down. Because it's like kids are addicted to these phones as much as they are these drugs. And I won't say kids, all of us really. But put it down. Sit down and talk to them for an hour and just see how their day was. I mean, social media is not going nowhere. Whatever's been posted, it's going to be out there. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't going to miss nobody Insta story or nothing like that. And just sit down and just talk to them. I think that would be a way to get back to basically, as we said in relationship series, back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
What happened to
I agree.
How many people are eating dinner in their car on the way home with the kids in the back eating too? Like, sit down at the table. It ain't going to hurt you. Do you have a table at your house? Use it. You know what
Use
I mean?
It.
Like, I think those are things that we have to get back to.
I agree. And it's hard, especially if you haven't been doing it for a very long time. Like, just, you know what, let me stop what I'm doing and just do this. But it has to be done. You have to be able to show your kids. Look, even if you're not showing them that you, this is something that you really want to do, you letting them know, hey, I got my eye on you. I'm looking at you. I can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then just
like,
start noticing stuff.
When they call me, if they call me and she want to FaceTime, my niece will call me FaceTime me anytime. But I try to make that time available. Like when she calls me, I may be tired. I may be this, I may be that, I may be doing something. But I'll stop and just chit-chat with her because it ain't going to cost me nothing to do that. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Right.
I think you definitely have to get to is making time for the important stuff because we will make time for everything else. We make that time to go Christmas shopping, so-and-so party. I got to go. I make time to go get my nails done, go get my hair done. Oh, I got to get my lashes, blah, blah, blah.
All that. We make time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
Let me pay another bill, and then I'm going to get into the most popular five drugs that is out today that teens use. Y'all going to be shocked. Coming right up.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Ayanna, before I name them, because we've been talking about weed, marijuana, you know, the simple drugs, the stuff we know about.
Right.
What do you think?
I know.
In the top five, name two drugs, something other than weed, that you think are in the top five category, the top five drug elements that our teens use today.
I'm going with prescription drugs. I think prescription drugs is one. And honestly, I don't even think the next one is a drug, but I'm thinking household cleaning products for some reason. I know that sounds crazy, but we all talk about this today.
No, because you never know. You never know what these kids are hell. If they sniffing Tide Pods or eating Tide Pods, then go ahead and take you a cup of this Fabuloso. Why not?
Nope.
You can shut your organs down. They don't even understand the effects that these drugs will have on their intestines and their heart. And Lord, I'm about sick. Okay, so the number one, well, I don't know if this is the number one, but the number one on this list is 2CE. What the hell is that? 2CE. It says it's a concoction. 2CE is sometimes called Europia. It's a variant. It's a variant of banned drugs, and they call it the cousin drugs. It's from federally banned counterparts. What the hell? Where do they find this stuff at? Okay, then synthetic marijuana, K2, and spice.
Yeah.
So you got people making fake marijuana, and they on the K2 and spice. Okay. Bath salts, the stuff you sprinkle in your bath water.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is? They said bath salts contain MDPV, whatever that is, but it's an unregulated stimulant. How do they even know what's in these drugs?
Like,
who's doing the research?
Like, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, dog, the bath salt is the business. Like, who does this?
Who is telling y'all that there is an agent called MDPV that's an unregulated stimulant, and it's housed in bath salts, and it can get you high? Who's doing the research?
Mm-hmm.
Here's yours. Hydrocodone, oxycodone, prescription drugs.
Yeah,
that was on your list. You know, they've been breaking into pharmacies, getting that oxycodone and the lean, the cough syrup, and this oxycodone. They've been, you know, they all over the country, they've been breaking in. And then there's the fentanyl patch.
The fentanyl? What's the fentanyl patch?
Fentanyl patch. And it says, just when you thought you'd heard everything about prescription drug abuse, here comes a twist. This time it's teens misusing fentanyl patches. It says authorities say that chewing, swallowing, smoking, or injecting the drug contained in the patches, which is supposed to help relieve pain in patients with diseases like cancer, is 100 times more potent than heroin. What?
Oh my God.
100 times more potent than heroin.
Like, oh my God.
Ayana, it says chewing, swallowing, smoking, or injecting this drug that's in the fentanyl patch. This drug that the doctors use to help relieve pain in cancer patients. And this drug is 100 times more potent than heroin. What kid wants to be that high?
I don't know. That's what
is sad.
Like, you see, I'm at a loss for words because I'm like, why is this? Why? This doesn't make any sense.
I'm shocked and disappointed and upset, and I have a mixture of emotions going through my body right now because this is our future. These teens are our future. If they don't figure this out and start being productive citizens, when we get old enough to draw Social Security, there will be none.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
This is the generation that who will we pick for our president? Who will we pick for our Congress? Who will we pick for our mayors? Who will we pick for our principals? Who will we pick for our teacher? Like, what the hell? Looking into our future.
Remember, it was a big deal when Bill Clinton said he didn't inhale. Remember, that was a huge deal.
I didn't inhale.
So, like, now, the next in this generation is going to be, I didn't inject. Right.
I just put the needle up to my skin and dripped it on me.
Right.
Lord.
Hey, but look,
I'm still stuck on 100 times more potent than heroin. I just don't understand who wants to be that high. I don't get it. I'm confused. What did I miss?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have no answer for you, to be honest. I have no answer for you. what else you got?
I'm just stunned.
These kids, like today, it's almost like you want them to get back to just regular old
being kids,
drinking on alcohol,
getting smart
on the weekend,
right? Going to sneak into a party, climbing out the window, the simple stuff that we can fix.
Right.
I can fix you climbing out the window at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll just nail your window shut. I'll put an alarm on there that'll scare you and me half to death, even though I know I put it on there. You know what I'm saying? Sneaking on the phone, trying to go in my purse to take your phone back because I took it.
Right. The simple stuff.
What happened to the simple stuff?
I don't know. The world just ain't simple no more, man. It ain't simple no more. What is you going to do? Look, but let me get him this number, right? Because when we were saying that we were going to do these types of topics, I wanted to make sure that we just didn't talk about it and we were giving them information to help them. So I found this number. It's the Addiction Center, right? And it's for parents that think that they may have children that are addicted to drugs. And it's a confident line, of course. They have treatment centers, and they have financial assistance options. And it's 855-861-1591. Again, that's 855-861-1591. And this is somewhere that parents can call when they feel that their teenager may be a substance abuser. So, again,
are they getting resources or are they doing
what they're going to do is talk to you and then help you find somewhere for your child and give you assistance in that way. They give you access to the top treatment centers, caring and supportive guidance, and then it also said financial options. So their sole goal is to help the parent help their child, if that makes any sense. So for that 1 in 3 statistics that they say parents feel like they can't help their children, it's places like this that can help them. Because, man, this is crazy. If I see one more Tide Pod challenge,
if I see one more teenager on social media, first off, you get high. They get high and then they feel like they a rapper. I don't get that. What you doing? You Facebook living with weed blowing up your nose and you done spit a few bars and you sound like a kindergartner trying to learn how to read. Stop.
Right. Let's do that. How about we do an SAT challenge? Get y'all posting your SAT.
Who can write the best essay?
Right, let's start doing that. You know what I'm saying? For real, because this other stuff is just foolish. I don't get it, but hey, I must have been a lame as a kid, man. I just didn't really think it was that serious. For real, I just really didn't. I'm sitting here thinking yeah, I was really lame because I really didn't think it was that serious.
It is that serious.
But I'm saying as a kid, I didn't think it was that serious to fit in and feel the peer pressure and stuff like that. It's be yourself. You can be yourself. You don't have to be anybody else. You are enough. That's what these kids need to understand so they can stop trying to be all of these other people that they see with all these million of followers and this and that on Instagram and all that crap. No one cares about that. That's not real life.
That's their real life, though. That's their real life.
Know. Well, I'm gonna make sure I talk to my nieces and nephews and get them to understand that. Yeah, that's not our real life at all.
And if parents, if you're listening in, learn how to communicate with your kids. Not just about your kids, but also about the kids that your kids are hanging with, the crowd that they're hanging with. Listen, eavesdrop, be nosy. Find out who your kids are hanging around. Because one day it just might be too late. Like, they're going to grow up and they ain't going to want to talk to you no more. And it gets worse. It gets worse as they get older. The light bulb really doesn't go off till they're in their 30s, probably. Things not like they used to be at all.
We have to do better as parents.
They
we have
are.
To start holding ourselves accountable. And we have to be people that our kids can look up to.
Look, get to sing a Whitney song. I believe the children are the future.
Yeah, and they are. I mean, as sad as,
right.
it, as sad as it is, they are.
Man. Yeah, they are. It's just. If, and you know what, to be honest, I'll admit to our listeners that I've kind of been joking through it, but it really is a serious matter. And again, that's why I wanted to make sure that I provided you a helpline to call, because I'm joking, but it's a topic that is real. It's really real. That synthetic marijuana is killing these kids.
It's killing them.
And yes, like what? Synthetic? Oh, my God.
That should be a thing right there. No, I'm like, the synthetic marijuana, like, it's not even on my list. This is on my list. This fentanyl patch.
That, but then you think about this. When parents want to be like, no, my kid doesn't do that. My kid doesn't do hydrocodone is in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
That's in the house. That's in the house. Yeah.
Well, here's another number, and that if you know someone, a child that is in recovery or needs recovery, give them this number, 888-558-1044, and call and try to get them some help. And don't be afraid to step in and intervene, because we have to do something to save these kids, because it's spiraling downhill. And if we want to be able to save ourselves, because we ain't going to have nothing. We ain't even going to be able to pay for our nursing home, because we're not going to be able to draw no money, because the kids are getting high. Yeah. They're not working and not putting anything in the Social Security.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a sad state of affairs, but you know, I blame everything on the president, so it's all his fault.
You blame everything on the president. Join us next week, everybody, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Against All Odds. We'll have a brand new topic for you all that will blow your socks off. I'm signing out.
We'll probably go live before.
Yeah, we'll go live on Tuesday.
There you go. Yep. All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. Only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are live surveillance monitoring. Digital Guard live surveillance monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard live surveillance monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard live surveillance monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.